paraphrase a bit of the scripture that was read. This is a moment when we give thanks to God in our hearts for every one of each other, for our celebrations, for our concerns, for the joys and the anticipations, and for the concerns of things that might not work the way we want them to. So we offer ourselves in prayer. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. We offer our prayers of thanksgiving to our God, who constantly surprises us with new direction, as well as gives us energy for the journey. Our spirits are lifted, for there is nothing which moves us to more joy than the exhilaration expressed in this Advent season. We offer our prayers of thanksgiving because we know that in moments of upheaval, God comes to fulfill promises of good news in our oppression, liberty in our bondage, well-being in our mourning, wholeness in our brokenness. In short, a new lease on life in every situation. We lift our songs of praise with familiar words, but not with worn-out emotion. Even in this time of great apprehension, we proclaim joy to the world. Even when evil forces would try to deny the reality of redemption, make every effort to tyrannize goodness and eradicate understanding, we still proclaim peace on earth, goodwill to all. Rather than pay attention to utterances making us fearful, we respond with assurance that the noise we hear, the actions we see, are the harbingers of the presence of something bigger than our fears, greater than harmful intentions, more promising than misguided destructive attitudes. We do not deny. Rather, we recognize the great unease and the real hurt in our world. Therefore, we pray, just as the one we worship prayed, that we will give comfort to those whose lives have been so brutally taken, a word of hope to those who are mired in despair, salvation to those committing evil, and affirmation, the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Today we offer the message of love with a small expression through the gift of these teddy bears. With these gifts, we follow the desire of our Lord to reach out to the least of these. We dedicate these offerings in the belief that the children who receive them will know that someone is concerned about them, someone is praying for them, someone is thinking about them. Let them be the assurance to the recipients that everyone has access to a caring God. Let these little lifeless toys come alive with the blessings to the children and their families. We know they are only small tokens, but they carry a very large, more than life message. The message of this season: behold, I bring you good news of great joy. So with all of this, we pray the prayer together, the prayer of faith for living,